third parak of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel. We are continuing cases where there are four brothers and two of them were married two sisters, and the ones that married the two sisters died. So we have this problem that these two sisters now are pending Yibum, and none of the two brothers can marry them because they can't marry or do Yibum to a woman whose sister is also pending Yibum. One of them was, we'll call the two alive brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So one was a daughter of Shimon, or Ebed, we're saying Reuven. So one of them was a daughter of Reuven, and the other sister was a daughter of Shimon. Two brothers, one married the brother of Reuven, one married the brother of Shimon, and now the two brothers died. So the Maaseh, what's coming out is that Reuven has only one of these two Yevamos, which is Roy for him, the one that's not his daughter. And Shimon has only one that's not Roy for him, the one that's not his daughter. So there's no problem, because each one of them has a Zika to only one of the Yevamos. And there's no problem of two sisters being Shaykh to any individual. Asur lezeh, muter lezeh. The one who's Asur to Reuven is muter to Shimon. Asur lezeh, muter lezeh. The one who's Asur to Shimon is muter to Reuven. Zushi amrun achoyse she yevimta. We have a case of a sister, Kishi Yevimta, when she's falling to Yibum, even so, still she could do O Chalitza Yibum in this specific case where each one is Asur on one of the remaining brothers, Isur Eva. And in Meilat comes out that each one is permitted to one brother, and the second one has no Shaychus Yibum at all to that brother. And each one can marry one of the two.